Love is in the air.
Together, we will become a singular living God.
And the gauntlet has been thrown down.
Don't mess with me.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Thursday, April 1st. Happy April Fool's Day. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies, but first, your entertainment headlines. CSI stars William Peterson and Georgia Fox will be reprising their roles from that show, Gil Grissom and Sarah Seidel, on a new series, CSI Vegas, which CBS calls a sequel to the original series. The last we saw of the married couple, they were driving their boat off into the sunset. No word yet on a premiere date. Oscar winner Colin Firth is going to star in an adaptation of Netflix's true crime docuseries, The Staircase, this one an 8-episode limited series for HBO Max. He'll play author Michael Peterson, who was convicted of murdering his second wife. WandaVision and Fresh Off the Boat star Randall Park will be making his feature directorial debut with an adaptation of the popular graphic novel Shortcomings. The comedic drama follows a trio of Bay Area residents as they navigate interpersonal relationships and travel the country in search of ideal connections. Supernatural alum Jensen Ackles and the late Naya Rivera are among the voice cast of the upcoming DC animated film Batman: The Long Halloween Part 1. Ackles will voice Batman, while Rivera, who completed her work on the movie before her death in July, is playing Selina Kyle, aka Catwoman. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and much more, head on over to EW.com. All right, time to track down today's picks. First up, Made for Love, a darkly absurd and cynically poignant story of love and divorce. And our number three pick for today, the HBO Max series stars Palm Springs' Krista Milioti as Hazel Green, who's on the run after 10 years in a suffocating marriage to a controlling tech billionaire. She flees to her desert hometown to take refuge with her widower father, Herbert, and his sex doll, or synthetic partner, Diane. But Hazel soon discovers that her husband has implanted a monitoring device known as the Made for Love chip in her brain, allowing him to track her, watch her, and know her emotional data as she tries to regain her independence. Let's not think about how close we probably are to that becoming reality. But anyway, Made for Love also stars Ray Romano as Herbert, Billy Magnuson as Hazel's husband Byron, and The Undoing's Numa Dumazwini and Veep's Dan Backdahl as Byron's underlings. But we are really excited to see Milioti headline her first TV show after shining for years in everything from Broadway's Once to a stellar episode of Black Mirror and Palm Springs, of course. The actress recently spoke to EW's Derek Lawrence about why this character seemed perfect for her.
She's really difficult to be around, and she's not in touch with herself at all. And like, how do you walk through the world? How do you recover from something like this when you have no idea what it is you feel? How do you build a life? How do you grow? And I don't know. And then also sort of the sci-fi element of it, too. I just never read anything like that. And she, you know, I said this a lot. I said this with Palm Springs, too. I think what I'm always looking for is the most human role possible. Like, I'm lucky enough to be very choosy, but I do get sent a lot of tropes. And I really try to play just humans, like the type of role I would have watched growing up and been like, yes, that's what excites me.
Well, Made for Love was made for me and you, and it's streaming on HBO Max right now. You may remember last week we recommended Amazon's Paradise City as one of our picks. Well, now we have some picks from one of its stars, Boo Boo Stewart, who's also appeared in The Twilight Saga, Westworld, and Disney Channel's Descendants. Recently spoke to EW's Rosie Cordero, and she asked him, "What you watching?"
I really go, like, everywhere with my watching. I'm watching Samurai Jack. I just watched the classic Japanese film Akira Kurosawa directed a movie called Yojimbo. I just watched a great action, a drama thriller called The Informer. I watch so many different, my range of what I watch. I watch Bobby Flay. I watch Beef Bobby Flay. I love that show. I watch everything.
Well, is it, what is like one that would be like the most embarrassing and why?
The most embarrassing is The Bachelor.
Could we see Boober Stewart as The Bachelor one day?
Oh, no. No, definitely not. But I do enjoy watching other people's drama.
Oh, don't we all? In case any Rose lovers out there don't know, you can relive old seasons of The Bachelor on HBO Max, and you can see Stewart in Paradise City on Amazon Prime.
Number two.
Who's up for a challenge? Or rather, the challenge. MTV's hit competition series is migrating to streaming for its latest edition, and our number two pick, The Challenge All-Stars. The new season brings together 22 competitors from the original Real World and Road Rules for a second chance at the ultimate competition. They'll face unprecedented challenges in Argentina's Andes Mountains and their own histories in a battle for the $500,000 grand prize. Which of these all-stars, some of whom haven't competed in more than two decades, will prove they're still the best of the best? Here's EW's digital writer and challenge expert Sydney Buxbaum weighing in from our What to Watch video series.
I think the players who stand the greatest chance at winning is obviously Mark Long, because not only was he the one spearheading the campaign to get these OGs back for the special season, he is clearly the one who's kept up in the best shape. Like, he does his, you know, signature flex pose in the trailer, and that's how you know he's back and better than ever. But I wouldn't count out Darrell, because he's fresh off his time in Double Agents, and he actually told me the other week after he was eliminated that he has felt the best he's ever felt coming into All-Stars. But honestly, you never know what's going to happen on this show, so I'm ready for some crazy twists and turns.
Indeed, it is best to expect the unexpected with The Challenge. All-Stars kicks off today on Paramount Plus, and check back for new episodes weekly. It's trivia time. Elliot Stabler is finally returning to the Law and Orderverse tonight. More on that shortly. But first, our trivia question. Stabler actor Christopher Maloney voiced what DC superhero in a 2009 animated film? Was it Batman, Aquaman, or Green Lantern? Stick around for the answer and our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch.
Number one.
Dun dun. You know what that sound means. It's time for Law and Order, which happens to be our number one pick. Specifically, it's Law and Order Organized Crime, the new spinoff debuting tonight on NBC. At long last, Christopher Maloney is back as Detective Elliot Stabler, returning to the NYPD to battle the mob after a devastating personal loss. But the city and police department have changed dramatically in the decade he's been away, and he must adapt to a criminal justice system in the midst of its own moment of reckoning. Stabler will aim to rebuild his life while leading a new elite task force, taking apart the city's most powerful criminal syndicates one by one. But first, Stabler will return to SVU for one episode only in a special crossover, with the squad rallying around the detective to find the suspect behind a threat to his family. That may play into the devastating personal loss we mentioned. What else can you expect from the show? Here's a little tease from Maloney from EW's A to Z video series with the actor, which you can watch on EW.com and our YouTube channel.
I is for innocent. Which none of the bad guys on our show ever are. But sometimes the red herrings are. So you gotta pay attention. J is for jaywalking. You're not gonna see a lot of bad guys being busted for that crime. And I'm glad about that because I do it all the time. K is for key. What is the key to the crime? What are we missing? Key.
Okay, so we'll give you an actual tease. This Law and Order will be a little different, and so will this Stabler. For one thing, it won't be a case of the week situation. As showrunner Eileen Shaken explained to EW, organized crime doesn't work that way, and stories will play out over the course of a whole season. As for Stabler, don't expect his old temper to flare again. Times have changed, and so has he. How's that for a tease? Tune in to NBC at 9 p.m. for the SVU crossover, followed by the premiere of Organized Crime at 10. Trivia. And lastly today, the answer to our trivia question. Christopher Maloney voiced what DC superhero in a 2009 animated film? Batman, Aquaman, or Green Lantern? In Brightest Day or Blackest Night, the answer is still Green Lantern. Maloney voiced the character in 2009's direct-to-video movie Green Lantern First Flight. And even though they just cast Jensen Ackles as Batman for that movie, consider this still the start of our campaign to get Christopher Maloney to voice that character too. That is our show for today. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I am Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day. What to Watch is written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, produced and hosted by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shayna Naomi Crockmall and Carly Usden.